Welcome to Hearts Alive, a Sunday school curriculum bringing all hearts to Jesus. This week is Year C, Spring, Week 4. The big idea. All people on earth need a Savior. Jesus died to bring us back to God. When even one person turns toward Him, there is rejoicing in heaven. Memory verse. There is great joy in heaven over one sinner who turns away from sin. Luke 15:10. Bible background. This week's Bible story focuses on repentance and reconciliation. Last week we talked about repentance, about turning away from sin and turning back to God and others. This week we will add the concept of reconciliation, explaining it through the idea of peace. It is remarkable that 26 out of 27 New Testament books use the word peace, often in phrases such as make peace, made peace, and be at peace. It's equally remarkable that 32 out of 39 Old Testament books do the same. There are three important aspects of peace. First, peace with God. Second, peace with one another. And third, peace within our own hearts and minds. Jesus. The concept of peace through reconciliation with God is at the heart of the gospel. The gospel message is the good news of peace through Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all, Acts 10:36. Through Jesus Christ's death for our sins, burial, and resurrection, we have been reconciled and are at peace with God. The apostles preached not only the gospel of peace with God, but also peace with one another, and peace within our own hearts and minds. Ultimately, God is our only source of true peace, working through the Holy Spirit, producing righteousness in our thoughts, words, and actions. Jesus often taught divine truths with stories and parables. This is clearly the case when it comes to repentance and reconciliation, which we see most clearly in the parable of the prodigal son. This parable is, in effect, about two sons, both of whom need to turn and make peace with their father. The younger son publicly dishonors his father, travels to a faraway country, sins abundantly, hits rock bottom, comes to his senses, repents, and returns home, hoping to serve as a common laborer. Instead, his father welcomes him and restores him to an honorable standing in everyone's eyes. Everyone's eyes, that is, except the elder brother, who publicly dishonors his father, refuses to repent, and knows nothing of reconciliation and peace. The scandal of God's grace and mercy is that God has gone to the greatest lengths through Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, to forgive sin and reconcile with sinners, unless they persistently refuse to repent. Of course, in God's eyes, all have sinned and need to come to repentance. It doesn't really matter how we sin. After all, sin that occurs only in the heart sometimes can be the deadliest. The warning is clear. Don't be like the elder brother. The church and the world. The importance of the two big R words never wanes. All people need to repent, to turn away from sin and turn back to God and others. This makes it possible to reconcile, to make peace with God and others. How important is this to God? Very. He doesn't want anyone to perish. Instead, He wants all to come to repentance. Once we come to repentance, we're fully reconciled with God, who in turn gives us the ministry of reconciliation. In a sense, we're all apostles, all messengers of the good news gospel of Jesus Christ. We want to do all we possibly can to make that gospel as attractive as possible. Truly, all people on earth need a Savior. All need to know that Jesus died, was buried, and rose again on the third day to bring us back to God. When even one person turns to the Lord, there is rejoicing in heaven. For more information on our adult and children's curriculums, go to BibleStudyMedia.com.